We're beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Yud Zayin, which is on page Chaf Tes. Miheim hachayovim betzitzis. Who is chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis? Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, af agav diksivu re'isem oso. Even though the pasuk says that you should see it, suma chayiv betzitzis. A person who is blind is still chayiv in tzitzis. Mipnei shenis rabo me'asher techase bo. Because a suma is included from the pasuk of asher techase bo, which is a ribui, which is more including other people, so it's coming to include a blind person. So what do we do with the pasuk of a re'isim oso, which sounds like there's a limitation that you have to be able to see? Ukra de re'isim oso itzirich lemait ksus laila. And re'isim oso is coming to exclude a garment of the night, which we'll get into more details about that tomorrow night, Tamir Tashem. But for now, we're saying that the pasuk of asher techase ba is coming to include that a suma is chayiv in tzitzis, and the pasuk of re'isim oso is coming to exclude a ksus laila, which will be a machlokas, exactly what that's referring to, but a nighttime garment. Says the Mishavura in Sefkaton Aleph, Chayiv B'Tzitzis, a Suma is Chayiv in Tzitzis, U'Poshet Yochel Levarech Gamken Aleihem. It is obvious that a Suma who is Chayiv in Tzitzis can also make a bracha on the Tzitzis. Ach sheyivdok osa mitchilo b'mishmush yadov, but he should check the strings before he makes the bracha with the moving around of his hands. O yevakesh la'achil levodkam, or you should ask someone else to check them, because again, we learned that before you make a bracha, you should check to make sure the tzitzis are kosher. So if you could do it without seeing and just with his fingers, that's fine. If not, you should ask someone to check it before he makes the bracha. And we said re'isim oso is coming to exclude ksus laila, sifkotan beis. V'asvara no senes l'rabos ksus suma ulamai ksus laila. Here the Mishabura is bothered. We have one pasuk that's coming to include and one pasuk coming to exclude. So what did Chazal see to include a suma and to exclude a ksus laila? Why don't we say the opposite? So says the Mishabura, v'asvara no senes, it is logical, l'rabos ksus suma, to include the garment of a blind person, ulamai ksus lailo, and to exclude the garment of the nighttime, mishum de ksus suma yeshno al koponim b'ri'ya etzel acherim. Because the garment of a blind person is at least able to be seen by other people. Aval ksus lailo einu b'ri'ya etzel acherim. But a nighttime garment is not able to be seen by anyone at night, and therefore there's more of a reason to exclude from the pasuk of re'isim oso something that can't be seen by anyone, as opposed to a garment that can't be seen by one person but could be seen by others. Therefore, the miyut is on the ksus laila, and the ribui is put on the ksus suma. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sif Beis, Noshim va'avodim peturim. Women and slaves are potter from the mitzvah of tzitzis, mipnei shehi mitzvas asei she'az man grama, because it is a positive time-bound mitzvah, and therefore women and slaves are excluded. Says the Rama, Umikom makom imrotzim la'atfa ulevarech alav harashus biyadon. However, if women would like to wear tzitzis and make a bracha on it, they are allowed to. Kamo bishar mitzvah seish as mangrama, like by all other mitzvah seish as mangrama, that is the shita of the Rama. The Mechaber argues on this, but the Rama, the Ashkenazim, hold that a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah seish as mangrama, and therefore the Rama first over here says that women, if they choose to, can wear tzitzis and make a bracha. But then he writes very quickly in the next words, ach mechzi ki yuhara. However, it looks like they're being haughty. V'lochein ein lohen lulbosh tzitzis. And therefore, women should not wear tzitzis. Ho'ol ve'eno chovas gavra. Since it is not a chiyuv on the person. What does that mean, it's not a chiyuv on the person? Perish. Eino chayuv liknos lotalis kedei she'yischayuv betzitzis. Like we discussed many times, there is no chiyuv to buy. There's no chiyuv min haTorah to buy a garment in order to be chayiv in tzitzis. The Torah says if you have a four-cornered garment that you're wearing, so you have to put tzitzis on it. But there's no chiyuv on the person to go buy a pair of tzitzis from the Torah's point of view. Ula kamon b'simin yutas omar, k'shiyesh lo talis mi'arba k'nafos v'chuli. So then later on we're going to see in Simin Yutes that if a person has a garment of four corners, then he's chayiv to put it on. But there is no chiyuv to actually go and buy a four-cornered garment, and therefore, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, we'll speak it out even more. It's a lower grade mitzvah because there's no chiyuv on the person to actually go ahead and do the mitzvah. There's no chiyuv on the person to put himself in a situation to do the mitzvah, as opposed to, let's say, the mitzvah of lulav. The Mishnah Berurah tells us is a chiyuv to go do the mitzvah of lulav. Over here, there's no chiyuv to get a four-cornered garment. If one has a four-cornered garment that he's wearing, he's chayav to put tzitzis on it. And therefore, for women, it is nirsi ki yuara, and therefore they should not wear tzitzis. And then the Mechaber continues, and then we'll finish the sif and we'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Tumtum v'androgynous chayovin misafik, a tumtum and an androgynous, which we'll explain what they are in a moment. They are chayov out of doubt. V'yis'atvu below bracha, therefore they should put on tzitzis without a bracha. Perish, tumtum lo noda im hu zachar o nekeva. A tumtum is someone whose gender is not known. His makom of the gender is covered, and therefore it is not known if he's a zachar or a nekeva. V'androgynous yesh lo zachrus v'nakvus. And an androgynous has the simonim of both a male and a female. So they're both not a male or female. One is, we're not sure what it is, and the other one possibly is both. We'll see how we define him. But both of them, therefore, are only chayim misafik, and therefore they should put on tzitzis without a bracha. Ulefi mashe nogu noshim levarech b'mitzvah seish yazman grama, gam heim yevarechu. The Rama ends off and says, according to the minhag that women in general make a bracha on a mitzvah seish yazman grama, so this tumtum and androgynous can also make a bracha on their tzitzis. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. In Sifkot and Gimel, we said tzitzis is a mitzvah seish yazman grama. Why is that? Nighttime is not a time for tzitzis. Any positive time-bound mitzvah women are exempt from, even midirabanan. And where do we learn that out from? In the Gemara in Kiddushin, the huksha kol ha-Torah le-tfilin. The whole Torah is compared to tefillin. There's a hekesh between the whole Torah and tefillin. Diksiv b'hu l'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha. The parsha, when it's talking about tefillin, throws in these words in order that it should be the Torah of Hashem in your mouth. So you see right there is a hekesh between tefillin and all the Torah of Hashem. So there's a hekesh between tefillin and the Torah of Hashem. Ukemo de beturos mi tefillin de itkish le Talmud Torah. And the same way women are potter from tefillin because of the hekesh from tefillin to Talmud Torah. Diksiv ba vishinantum levanecha. By Talmud Torah it says you should teach your sons velo livnosecha. And the Gemara learns out from there you should teach your sons but not your daughters. So kein peturos mikol mitzvah aseisha as man grama. So we learn out from there that women are potter from all mitzvah aseisha as man grama. So again, the way we learn it out, the maskana of the Gemara is that it really all stems from Talmud Torah. The pasuk says explicitly, "Vishinatum avanecha v'lo benosecha," that women are excluded from Torah, and we have a hekesh, a juxtaposition between Talmud Torah and tefillin. So we say, just like women are potter from Talmud Torah, women are potter from tefillin. And then within the parasha tefillin, we have hekesh to the whole Torah, because it says Torah is Hashem beficha in the parasha tefillin. So we learn out from tefillin that women are potter, and it's a mitzvah seish hazman grama, so to women are potter from all mitzvah seish hazman grama. That is the source, and therefore women are potter from tzitzis, because we don't wear tzitzis at night. Va'avodim yalfinu b'gzeirah shava la la me'isha. And Eved Knani, that we said also is potter from the mitzvah, is because we have a gzeirah shava in the Gemara of la la me'isha, the kol mitzvah sha'isha petura gam ha'eved potter, that whatever a woman is potter in, an Eved is also potter, and therefore just like women are potter from mitzvah saseh shazman grama, avodim knanim are also potter from mitzvah saseh shazman grama.
When we say that it's a mitzvah
shazman grama
because Lila's last man sits, I mean, that's referring to the actual zman. Or that means because of the Beged Laila is not.
So we'll get into that more tomorrow, because that's a discussion. We'll get into that tomorrow night, Mitzvah Shem. For now, we'll keep it simple in terms of this point. That we don't wear tzitzis at night, so it's a Mitzvah Shem and Grama. But you're asking a good question. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkot and Dalud. The Ramah said that if they want, they could wear tzitzis, and they can make a bracha on it. Sivkot and Dalud, the Mishnah Berurah says, the af misha einu mitzvah va'osa yesh lo sachar. Because even a person who's not commanded to do a mitzvah and he does it, he gets schar. V'shayach lomar v'tzivanu, and it's even chat to say the bracha in which you're saying v'tzivanu, kevan sheha anoshim nitztavu. Since men were commanded, gam heim yesh lehem sachar. Therefore, they also have schar, and they also could say v'tzivanu because the men were commanded. If you look at note number one, a very important note that from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Dershim Mishnah Berurah, note number one, Umashi Yesh Rishus Biyada Lubosh Tzitzis, that which the Rama is saying that a woman has a heter to wear tzitzis, Rishom Zamrach explains, Shahainu Dafka B'mokum Shematilos Tzitzis Al Smolo Shelahem. It's Dafka if a woman is putting the tzitzis on a woman's garment. Aval Hisati Batala Shelonu Asr Lahem. But for a woman to put on a man's talus, a man's garment is Asr Shu Kli Gever Al Isha. That's a pasuk in the Torah that a woman is not allowed to wear men's clothing. So that which we say, if women want to be Mekayma, they could, so it has to be a woman's garment. Whatever that would be, it has to be a garment for women that has four corners that would be chayv and tzitzis, or she could put tzitzis on, but she can't wear a garment that's considered a beged ish and put tzitzis on it. That would be a separate isra in the Torah of a woman not wearing the clothes of a man. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Hay, on that which the Rama said, even though they can, it looks like you are, and therefore we said they shouldn't wear tzitzis. Hoil ve'eino chovas gavra. The lashon of the Rama was, since it's not a chiyuv on the person. So here's a very important Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan hey, v'zeh mitaretz lama mevarachos hanoshim al lulav. Here the Rambam is coming to explain why we say there's a problem with them making a bracha and doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, and we don't say a problem with the fact that they make a bracha on the mitzvah of lulav. V'teiritz, and the Rambam is answering, Shani hocha she'eno chovas gavra. He's explaining the difference between tzitzis and lulav is that tzitzis is not a chiyav on the person. Shafilu ish ein olav chiyav da'oraisa liknos talus bas arba knafos. Because even a man does not have a requirement from the Torah to go and buy a garment that has four corners. Elo rather, in misatef, if he is wearing a four-corner garment, chayav lasos bo tzitzis. He has to put on tzitzis on the garment. Masha'en kein lulav, degabe ishu chovas gavra, which is not the case by lulav, that's an absolute chiyav on a person. Shu chovas haguf, that's a chiyav that a man must go take a lulav and esro. Then he says a very interesting thing. Vida, and you should know, we're in the first wide line in the Mishnah Berurah, on page Chavtes, da'anan paskinan gabe tzitzis. We hold in terms of tzitzis, chovas gavra, v'lav chovas gavra, v'tarvayu l'kula. We hold on the one hand, it is a chiyav on the person. On the other hand, it's not a chiyav on the person. And both halachas are going lenient. Now he's going to explain what he means. Chovas gavra l'kula, it's a chiyav on the person l'kula, L'ma'ute chovas mana. That's to exclude the shita that says that tzitzis is a chiyav on the garment. She'kodz man she'eno lovei shatalus. So long that a person is not wearing the garment, afal pi she'eshel arba knafos, even though it has four corners, p'turim tzitzis. It's part of from tzitzis. So the first thing that Mishnah Berurah is telling us is the way it is a chiyav on the person l'kula is, as opposed to the shita that holds, it's a chovas mana, which means it's a chiyav on the garment, and even if it's in your closet, if it has four corners, it has to have tzitzis on in your closet. Because it's a chiyav that if you have a garment, if you own a garment that has four corners, it has to have tzitzis on it. So we hold l'kula that it's a chiyav on the gavra. Only when the man is wearing the garment, then he has a chiyav to put tzitzis on. But he could have a whole wardrobe of four-cornered garments. If he's not wearing them, he doesn't have to have tzitzis on them. Just when he wears them. So in that way, it's a chiyav gavra, it's a chiyav on the person going lenient, that he only has to have the tzitzis on when he's wearing the garment. And lav chovas gavra, and in one way we look at it that it's not a chiyav on the person, that's what we said before. She'enu chayav liknos lo talos kadei she'es chay betzitzis. It's not a chiyav on the person that you are required to go buy a four-corner garment. He's not chayav to buy a four-corner garment in order to be chayav and to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. Rak im yesh lo talus me arba knafos, only if he has a four-cornered garment, velovsho, and he wears it, oz chayav b'tzitzis, ayin simen yutes. Then he's chayav in tzitzis. So again, it is a chovas gavra l'kula as opposed to a chovas mana that which requires tzitzis in the closet. And it's not a chovas gavra l'kula in that you're not required to go absolutely out of your way and do the mitzvah like you are by lulav. If you happen to be in a situation which requires the mitzvah, you have to put tzitzis on, but you don't have to go to the store and buy a four-corner garment from the Torah in order to do this mitzvah. If you look at note number 3, just points out an interesting thing. Umitam zeh, for this reason that it's not a chiyav to go buy a four-corner garment, kosav v'kamon l'gabim ish ein yado maseges liknos gam tzitzis v'gam tefillin. We're going to say later on in the Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin, someone who can't afford to buy tzitzis and tefillin, sheyikne tefillin, that he should, right? It's not what he wanted to hear if he could only afford one. but the chiyav is, you have to go buy the tefillin before the tzitzis. Mishum sha'usan hu chayuv l'haniach, because tefillin is like a lulav, you're absolutely chayuv to wear tefillin. Vim eino maniach hareyu b'chal poshe Yisrael. If you don't wear tefillin, you're considered a sinner of Klal Yisrael. V'il bat tzitzis hu mechuyav rakim yesh lo beged shel aver knafos. So again, by tzitzis, you're not required to go get a four-corner garment. It's only if you have a four-corner garment, you have to put tzitzis on. Says the Mishnah Berurah weiter, Sifkatan Vav, this is going on that which we got into a discussion of a tumtum and androgynous. The Mechaber said a tumtum and androgynous are chayoven me safek, and therefore they should put the tzitzis on without a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Vav, why are they chayov me safek? The safek Torah l'chumra. Since tzitzis is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so they're a safek whether they're chayev or not, it's a safek d'oraisa. By a safek d'oraisa, we always go l'chumra, therefore they have to fulfill the mitzvah. Kein kasa beis Yosef, that's how the beis Yosef explains why they are chayov and me safek. Says the Chavetz Chaim, umashma mizeh, the dover shechiyuv rak mid rabbanon. It's mashma if we would find a situation where the mitzvah of tzitzis would only be midrabbanon, and I'll give a couple of examples, they wouldn't be chayiv. Kigon talus shu'ula achas shloshim yom. If you remember, we learned earlier a few simanim ago that if one borrows a garment, he's putter from tzitzis, it's not considered his garment, but if he has it for 30 days, the rabbanon required him to put tzitzis on because of maris ayin. People see him wearing it all the time, it looks like it's his. So that's the chiv only the rabbanon. Like we learned in Siman Yodalun, O beget shechiyuvu rak mitam safek, or a garment that's only chayiv and tzitzis mitin safek, kigon beget shechetzo pasua vechetzo sasu mekanal b'siman yotziv zayim. Like we saw also already a few times, a garment that's like an undershirt tzitzis that's open only halfway, it's closed halfway, open halfway, which is only chayiv misafek. So rashayin leilev bo below tzitzis, according to the Beis Yosef, who says, the reason why tumtum and joganos are chayiv misafek is because it's a safek Torah l'chumra, so if it would be a safek derabanan, because you have an androgynous who's only a safek, so then they would go l'kula. So if they have one of these types of garments, says the Mishavura, they would not have to put tzitzis on. However, va'ayim b'prim begadim shekosav od ke'ein zeh, and the Prima Gadim says similar to this, v'ulay diyesh l'hachmir b'chozeh b'pnei maris ha'ayin u'kid isa shom b'sifches. But it could be that they, the tumtum and androgynous, should be machmir, again, because of maris ha'ayin, even though really, it may be a derabbanon, and they're only a suffix, so it's a suffix derabbanon, and we can go l'kula, but because of the marasayim, people don't necessarily know that they're a tumtum and a jogulis. They might think they're a man, and therefore if they're walking around the four-corner garment without tzitzis, even if it is a borrowed garment after 30 days, so again, people might not realize it, and therefore because of marasayim reasons, they should put on tzitzis. In the notes, he points out as well something that we had earlier by a Maris Ayin, but if he's wearing his tzitzis under his clothes and people don't see it, in that case, he wouldn't have to worry about the Maris Ayin and he would just be straight up putter. But we said that Tumtum and Androgynous should put on the tzitzis and they should not make a bracha. Says the Mishabura, Sivkot and Zayin below bracha, Kevan de Iker HaChiyav Hurak Mishum Safik. Since the whole Chiyav, like we just mentioned, is only because of doubt, Le'inyan bracha Shumad Rabbanan Azina Balakula. Since the bracha on any mitzvah is only Midrabbanan, therefore we would say Safik bracha Slohakel, because they're only the Rabbanan, and therefore they would not make a bracha. Vayin lekama misimen samach zayin b'mishabura ma'ashenichtov sham emir tashem kama kolom b'shem aposkim b'zeh. Fine. And then we explained what exactly the tumtum and androgynous were, and we said an androgynous is one who has zacharus v'nachmas. He has the simonim of both an ish and an isha. So the Mishabura says, in sefkaton ches v'hu gam kein safek zachar o nekeva. Even though the way he defined the tumtum was, we don't know if he's a zachar and a keva, and the androgynous has both simanim, but halachically says the Mishavura, he has a din of a safek zachar and a safek nekeva. Va'ayim ba'aretzos achayim shehevi raya mikam makomos to baskinon lekein la'alacha. He brings proofs from various places that we paskin that way, to together safek, that an androgynous has a din of a safek. Velo kemando amr dehu bria bifnei atzmo, and not like the Tana who holds that an androgynous is not considered a safek ish, safek isha, rather he's considered his own breed. So we paskin, says the Mishabura, like we're saying over here, and like we see from many places, that he's considered a safek zachar, safek nekeva.
Are these two reasons in the Ramah, mevzikura and chaylovein chaylovein, or is that explaining why it's mevzikura?
You're saying when the Ramah says al mevzikura,
so they shouldn't do it, even though they're allowed to technically make a bracha on a seishas man grama, they shouldn't do it.
It sounds like, I'm not sure, it sounds like two things, but I'm not sure it's not saying really just one thing, that since it's not a chovas gavra on the man, therefore they shouldn't wear it, and therefore by wearing it, it's
from them.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, even though it's written in a funny way, because the first says, but it looks like yuara, vilachain, and therefore, and really the yuara sounds like it's coming because of the vilachain. Very good point, but it sounds like that it's all one thing. That because men don't have a chiyuv, an absolute chiyuv to do it, and therefore, by them doing it, it's going to be yuara. Let's finish up this siman and do sif gimel. Katon hayodea lehisatef, a child who knows how to wrap himself in a talus, in tzitzis, oviv tzarech likach lo tzitzis lechancho, his father has to take for him tzitzis for chinuch reasons. And then the Ramah says, v'davka kishiyodea latov shnei tzitzios lefonov ushnayim la'acharov. Davka, if he knows how to wrap himself and put on the tzitzis the right way, with two strings in the front and two sets of strings in the back. And then he writes, V'yodeya le'echos ha-tzitzis b'yodo b'shas kriyashma. And he knows how to hold the tzitzis in his hands during kriyashma. So the Mishabura writes, in Sivkaton Tess, a father should be likach lo tzitzis pirish. Likach lo beged shadal knafos. He should buy for his son. He should take for his son a garment that has four corners. Ulahatil bo tzitzis kedei lechancho b'mitzvos. And he should put tzitzis in order to mechanech him in mitzvos. Vishir taliso, and this we saw already a couple of days ago. The size of the talis of a katan. The prima gadam writes in Simon Tez Zayin. Ubederach achayim shu kedei les atipo roshu v'rubo shalo. That has to be able to cover roshu v'rubo of that child. We go by each individual child, as opposed to an adult, who had a standard size for the minimum shear of a talus. When it comes to a katan for the mitzvah of chinuch, he should take a talus, a tzitzis, that is rosh v'rubo of that individual katan.
What age are we talking about?
We're going to get to that in a second. Good question. Bo zeh ashir, and if the garment has that shear, oz tzarech aviv lahatu bo tzitzis ulevarech imo. Then the father has to put tzitzis on this garment and make the bracha with him. Vim ein bo zeh ashir, ein mevarechen ulev. And if the tzitzis are smaller than that size, then he shouldn't be making a bracha. So if you get one of these little mini tzitzis and doesn't cover a lot of the body, so then you would not make a bracha, you would not be mechanechim with the bracha on that garment. There are a couple of very important things. The thing I found the most interesting was note number 6. But note number 5 also is very important. Let's start with note number 6. First of all, ba'ofen hamedida. It's funny, we had a whole discussion in the last segment about a talus, the shear of a kosher tzitzis, is Roshu v'rubu of a katon that would go out to the shuk by himself without someone watching him, like a 9-year-old, we said, but we didn't say how to measure it. So here it brings from the Urchos Rabbeinu. How do you measure it? She'ba'orech modeid mitchilas gabo kolel rosho. Lengthwise, you measure from the bottom of his back till his head, including his head. U'mishir zeh tzarech rov. And from that measurement, you need the rov, you need a majority of that area. Uberochav, and widthwise, maspik shemakiv rov hekif haguf. It's enough that it covers the majority of the circumference of his body. Hainu hagava tzadim, which basically means the back and the sides. So that's what it means when we measure, and it has to be covered, rosh of urubo, that majority of the area from the bottom of his back to the top of his head, right? So take half of that size, and the area in his back and his sides, that area. That's considered Rosh of Urubu. That's what he says. Well, we're going to see clearly not that way, because we're going to see the age. Let's look at the Mishnebura, in note number 5. And the Dirshu Mishnebura, note number 5 says, Mavur mi din zeh she din chinuch le'inyan mitzvah sisis hu misha she yodea katan lis atif. It sounds from over here that the din of chinuch, in terms of the mitzvah of tzitzis, is the time he knows how to wrap himself. But the Ramah really said two things. Number one, the Ramah said, Dafka, if he knows how to wrap himself with two tzitzis in the front, two tzitzis in the back. So right away, Shlomi, it sounds like it just means putting a tzitzis on, itif of the body. Two tzitzis in the front, two tzitzis in the back. Because when it's around your head, when you're doing the real itif, so it's not two in the front, two in the back. So it just sounds from that Ramah, number one, that it's just putting the tzitzis the right way, two in the front, two in the back. And then he says, and he knows how to hold the tzitzis during Kriya Shema. So in the note he points out that from the Ramah, it's mashma that shegil chinuch hu kishyodeh akotan likro. It's mashma that the age of chinuch is when he knows how to say Kriya Shema. Shum me'uchor migil chinuch shel atifo, which is a later age than putting the tzitzis on. Some explain this Ramah to mean shemedubur bekatan shebo'im avil lebeis haknesses. It's talking about a katan that comes with his father to shul. And while the tzibur is saying Kriya Shema, that he knows how to hold the tzitzis. So it's not telling you that he has to be at the age of putting on his tzitzis and saying all Kriya Shema. It just means that during Kriya Shema and Shul, when he's there with his father, he knows how to hold the tzitzis properly. So again, it could be the same age as putting on the tzitzis, holding the tzitzis. It's nothing to do with saying Kriya Shema. But the next note is a very important point, which addresses what Alex was asking. V'aminog bazeh, the minog lomaisa kosov asheri tshuva b'shem hel yirabba, la'albisho talas koton b'shiyodeh ledaber. To put tzitzis on already when he knows how to speak, which is very young. U'lefachos k'shiyagia l'gil shalosh. Or at least when he turns 3. V'hosef agon rav yoshev, sh'aminogu megil shalosh gamim mislachlech kol hayom b'chol u'mibutz. That the minog is to put on when he's 3 years old, even if he's getting dirty the whole day. Even if he's playing in the sand and getting all schmutzy, the minog is to put on when he's 3. And if you actually look in the Shari Tshuva over here, he says an interesting thing. If you look at Sifkat and Dalud in the Shari Tshuva, which is on top of the Bir Halacha, she says, Ayin Bir Heitev, Kasa Lai Rabbi B'Shem Sifrei Yireim, Lahalbish Lakotan Talas Kotan Kishiyodeya Lidaber. When he knows how to speak, this is what we just read. Ulafachos Mechuyav Lahalbisho Kishiyagia Leben Gimel Shanim, or at least when he turns 3. The simon, what's the simon that he should start doing it when he's 3 years old? The pasuk says, "Ki ha'adam eitz asada." Man is a tree of the field. Man's compared to a tree. Ukemola ha'eitz shul gimel shanim orla. This is what the pasuk that discusses why we cut the child's hair when he's 3 years old. That just like a tree for the first 3 years is orla. V'chein la'gilo ba'osios ha'torah ayin sham. So too, when a child becomes 3, we start teaching him the letters of the Torah. I guess what he's trying to say, and we also put on tzitzis, even though it's funny, he's bringing this as the makor, but he's comparing it to learning Torah, but apparently he's understanding that's also the zman to put on tzitzis. When you're cutting a seri, you're putting on a tzitzis, and you are teaching him letters of the Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, let's finish up. In the last line of page Chav Tes, we are in Siv Katan Yud. Lachancho Kol Zeh Dafka Geshul. Here's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Kol Zeh Dafka Geshul Higia Adayin Luyud Gimel. This idea of being mechanech the cotton and tzitzis is till he becomes 13. Aval meyud gimel ve'elo chayev tzitzis kegadol. Once a child turns 13, he is chayev and tzitzis like a gadol because he's a gadol. Ayu mashe kosa bedrashos maharil behilchos nesuin shenohagin shigam na'arim gedolim emis atzim betzitzis ad shenosim lehem nashim. And that which the maharil brings down in the halachas of marriage, that the minog is that older boys do not wear, they're not misatzim betzitzis until they marry women. He says they don't wear tzitzis until they get married. V'samchu lahen akra, and they rely on a pasuk that says gedilim tasalach, the pasuk of saying put on tzitzis. And right after that it says, Ki ikach ish isha, when a man marries a woman. So they say, the Maril says, therefore a source that you don't have to wear tzitzis till you're married. Hu dover tamua, says the Chavetz Chaim, that is a wonder. The ad shlo yisa isha ye yoshev u'botol mitzvah tzitzis. It's a wonder that the guy should be sitting around from the time he's 13 till he gets married, not doing the mitzvah tzitzis. So he says the Maril is a wonder. If you look at note number 9, he points out the obvious, mashma shalomar bedivri ha-maril. It's mashma and obvious from the Chavetz Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah that he understood the maril to say, sha'af betalas katan lo hayu misatvim, that they also weren't wearing tzitzis. V'lochein tamah, and therefore he was bewildered, keitzad hayu betalas mitzvah tzitzis. How could they cancel out this whole mitzvah tzitzis? Sharei im husover shahayu lo shim talas katan. If he understood the maril that they were wearing talas katan, they just weren't wearing a talis gadol, like Armin, they just weren't wearing a talis and shul, but they were wearing tzitzis. Harei lo hayu b'teil min ha-mitzvah. He never would say they'd be mavat l'mitzvah. They're not being mavat l'mitzvah. They're wearing tzitzis, they're making a bracha. Shari ein ma'la talis gadol al talis gadol. There's no ma'la of the talis gadol over the talis katan. K'mo shakosav l'el. V'afal pi shaloshen ha-maril hu misatvin. I would emphasize this when I read it, even though the lashon of the maril is that they're not misatif but tzitzis, which is the bracha we make on the talis gadol. So it's mashma b'talis gadol dafka. But what caused the Mishnah Berurah to understand the Maril this way is the source of the minug. The fact that there's a juxtaposition of the two psukim of where tzitzis, which is talking about any tzitzis, and when a man marries a woman, so it's mashma, there will be no reason to mechalek within this hekesh between a talis gadol and a talis katan, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah understood the Maril's psak that unmarried men don't wear tzitzis, not a talis gadol, not a talis katan, and therefore he expresses his wonder why that would be to be mevatel from 13 till you get married, not to do the mitzvah of tzitzis at all. We'll stop here and we'll start the next siman in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.